The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Where is this team headed? You know, where is your new kind of mindset right now? It's been changing, I'm sure, throughout the season. Most people thought that this was not a playoff team before the season began, overwhelmingly. And then a few games into the season, you're like, this is going to be a better season than we thought. They're going to have a chance to maybe win 8 or 9 games. And then it became, wow, this team is probably has a good chance to make the playoffs in the NFC. And then it was, wow, this could be a division-winning team and beyond. They lost to Pittsburgh. Big test over the weekend. But it was not discouraging for me. Where is this team headed? And then, two, what will we learn about them tomorrow night in Philadelphia? So let me give you my answers first. Denton will give you his, and then we'll jump on and take some of your calls. For me, simply put, the team is headed to the postseason, period. They'll be playing in a one-and-done game in January somewhere. You know, I think it's going to be somewhere around 11 wins. And whether or not they win the division with that or not, you know, that's going to come down to these two games against Philadelphia, more likely than not. But I think when we get there, whether it's as a division winner or even as a road wild card team, we're going to believe that they can win a game. I'm going to believe that they can win a game when they get there, even if it's on the road. They're not likely going to play Detroit in the first weekend, and I think that's the only team right now that looks really difficult for almost anybody in the NFC. Any other team in the conference would be gettable in a one-game situation. Would I prefer Atlanta over San Francisco? Yes. Would I prefer Arizona over San Francisco? Yeah, probably. You know, in thinking about, you know, the potential matchups. Would I prefer Philadelphia in a third game in the first round of the postseason in, say, a 3-6 matchup? Yeah, definitely. You know, where is this team headed? To the playoffs. And I think when they get there, I'm going to believe in that moment that they're capable of winning in that first round. What are we going to learn about this team tomorrow night? I already learned Sunday that the moment isn't too big. They had maybe their best overall defensive day, considering the opponent, considering the situation, in a big spot that they've had all year. And yeah, offensively, they were a little bit banged up. They were missing a key piece in the backfield, but they still were able to score 27 points and have the ball at midfield at the end with a chance to win the game on a walk-off field goal. You know, they were not overwhelmed by the moment Sunday. That was a scene. You know, you had a road game environment at home. You had two teams that were trying to prove that they were in the upper echelon of the teams with the best records in the NFL. It was an intense game. It was a wild game. It was not the cleanest game, clearly, but it's one of those games you get, you know, starting in November where you know, it's what makes the NFL so great. So great. NFL fans that were watching that game loved it. Loved it. And saw two good teams battling it out. Been a while since we could say that. So I've already learned that they're not going to be overwhelmed tomorrow night by the moment. But what I really want to learn, and I think we will learn, is whether or not defensively they can actually hold up to some of the teams they're going to have to face in the postseason. You know, when you look at the NFC possible matchups for Washington when you get to the postseason, a lot of good rushing football teams. Philadelphia, number one on the list. So that's why tomorrow night will be telling. Can they hold up against a team that plays 11 on 11 in the run game? A team that has the best back in the NFC right now in terms of being the healthiest. McCaffrey just came back for his first game. Has one of the elite receivers in the NFC. They've gotten faster and better on defense than they were last year. They are at times really good up front, both sides of the football. That's a big test. This is, as my good friend Richard Doc Walker would say, this is a manhood issue tomorrow night. This is a manhood test tomorrow night. They stood up to it against Pittsburgh. Can they do it again four nights later and give themselves a chance to win a game on the road against a team that's been there, done that many, many times? This group hasn't. Now, the quarterback has been in these games. The quarterback has played in these games as recently as last year. You know, he's played on the road in Tuscaloosa. He's played in the swamp at Florida. You don't get more intimidating environments in sports than some of those road SEC venues. I mean, this is not something that's going to rattle the quarterback in his first season, in his 11th game, or 10th game, really, if we cut out the Carolina game. But I think tomorrow night, the real tell will be, what are we really looking at defensively? And again, probably not, they probably won't have Marshawn Lattimore, which gives you a chance over the six games that follow to get better, to evolve, and to become something different than what we see tomorrow night. But can they hold up against a team like Philly, who's going to try to ram it down their throats the same way that Detroit would like to do it, the same way that Atlanta likes to do it on occasion, the same way that the 49ers would love to do it? Some of the teams that you may end up facing, you know, when you get to the one-and-done games in January, which is where I think they are headed. Denton, where is this team headed now in your mind after 10 games, and what are we going to learn about this team tomorrow night?
So they're headed to the postseason, but I think the question, or the answer to your question, is in fact in the second question, is what are we going to learn? We're going to learn whether or not this is a wild card team or a team that, like we were talking about last week, has the potential to maybe get that bye in the NFC. You can't lose this game and expect to still get there. I don't think Detroit's going 16-1 necessarily. I think there's still at least two more losses on their schedule, but I don't think there's more than that. So if you want to be in contention for that spot, you have to win this game, let alone to continue one of the most hilarious streaks in the NFL, which is a new division winner in the NFC for 20 plus years. You got to beat NFC East. You got to beat Philadelphia in that. But I think really what we're going to learn from this is, can everybody else step up? Kind of similar to what you said. Jaden, we're not worried about him in big moments. He's shown that. I mean, his best game of the season was his first Monday Night Football game. He had two incompletions, and he had that game-winning right. throw to Terry McLaurin. Yeah. Like, the big lights don't bother him. Anybody that still thinks that is silly. So I'm not worried about that. It's more about everybody else. I know that Brian Robinson plays well in big games. I know that Terry plays well in big games. It's about everybody else who's not in that superstar level. Can they step up? Can somebody step up to guard either Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown? I kind of would love to see Mikey Sanders still shadow Devontae Smith a little bit. Not A.J. Brown, because A.J. Brown is like half a foot on Mikey Sanders still. But it's really going to be about who can guard 11 on the defense, and can they tackle Saquon Barkley and not become a viral meme where he jumps over you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.